Well, if you thought Scottish politics were a bit divisive at the moment, let's go to the United States. Simon Marks.
Oh, you don't want to come here, Ian. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I've never run for the presidency myself, but I've got a pretty good idea of how not to do it. Were I seeking the nation's highest office and all the polls indicated that my support among elderly voters was cratering, the last thing, and I mean the last thing, I would ever dream of doing would be to publish a spoof election poster on Twitter suggesting that my opponent Joe Biden belongs in a bath chair in an old people's home. Were I trying to shore up my diminishing support among the military, brave men and women I reportedly accused of being losers and suckers, definitely the last thing I would do is retweet a QAnon conspiracy theory suggesting that far from killing Osama bin Laden, US special forces were in fact complicit in covering up the fact that he is still alive and they killed a body double. Were I trying to prove to people that I really did get it about COVID-19 and, after having survived the disease, could better connect with those families tragically grieving loved ones who did not, then this is absolutely the last thing I would say to a maskless crowd in Pennsylvania.
And now I'm immune, they tell me. I'm immune. I could come down and start kissing everybody. I'll kiss every guy, man and woman, man and woman. Look at that guy, how handsome he is. I'll kiss him. Not with a lot of enjoyment, but that's okay.
Coming soon, perhaps, to a nightclub in the Catskills, Donald Trump knows he's got a problem. He just can't bring himself to do the work necessary to fix it. In the face of Joe Biden's double-digit lead in the polls, the president last night intimated that he is very aware that women voters in particular in the all-important battleground states are fleeing him in droves.
Suburban women, will you please like me? Remember? Please. I saved your damn neighborhood, okay? The other thing, I don't have that much time to be that nice. You know, I can do it, but I gotta go quickly. We don't have time. They want me to be politically correct. Oh, yes, let's discuss it. Let's talk about it over the next 10 years. No. Now, we saved suburbia.
I haven't got that much time and I've already paid for dinner. Let's get on with it, says the president to women voters not exactly rushing to meet his embrace. It's inexplicable, really, especially coming from the political party that invented modern campaigning in US elections. What Ronald Reagan's image maker, the late Lee Atwater, would be making of all of this, we can only surmise. But my guess is that he joined President Trump's former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson in concluding that the president isn't terribly bright, although in Tillerson original telling, the exact phrase was a touch more colourful than we can use on a family radio programme. Joe Biden, meanwhile, is trying to avoid putting a foot wrong, and he managed to make a largely gaffe-free speech in Florida last night, even if it didn't tread any revolutionary new ground.
Experts say unless we change rapidly, and he has shown no indication he's willing to change or do the proper thing, we could lose another 200,000 lives in the next few months. All because this president is only worried about the stock market, didn't want to scare anybody.
There's been a fresh attempt today to smear the Democratic candidate and his son Hunter Biden, a leak to the New York Post so crass in its execution that even Inspector Clouseau would have traced it back to a Russian troll farm and the president's lawyer Rudy Giuliani by now. As I've said before, the president could win this election if he wanted to, but he'd have to get serious, bone up on the policies, go after the holes in the Democrats' positions that wouldn't be amiss in a chunk of Emmental. Ian, he just doesn't seem able to do it.
Simon, thank you very much. Simon will be on Cross Question in a couple of weeks. And Cross Question is coming up in 10 minutes' time on LBC.